Police searched Gacy's home and found the decomposed remains of three bodies in a dirt crawl space under the house.
Tomorrow marks 30 years since Johnny Gosch disappeared on his paper route.
I just killed my mom and my sister.
The city is preoccupied with the killer who in one note signed himself the Son of Sam.
We have an individual who apparently has the uncontrollable desire to kill.
It's Murder Monday on Joe and McKenzie. Listener discretion is advised.
I want to remind you, we do Murder Monday to bring attention to Crime Stoppers. And if you want, you can anonymously give tips at any time to any unsolved crime that might be in your area. All you got to do is call 1-800-222-TIPS. That's 1-800-222-TIPS. McKenzie, what are you doing today for Murder Monday?
So this one is known as the dresser drawer murders that got my attention. So we're focusing on the murders at the Claypool Hotel. All right, here we go. Dorothy Poor, she was 18 years old, just a youngin'. She was looking for a job. She had minimal skills, but was a beast at typing fast. She needed a job so badly. She made two previous visits to Indianapolis for job interviews, and she was hoping this one would be the one. She wanted a better life, but her dreams were cut short, very short, after being convinced to come to a hotel by a charming would-be killer. Dorothy's death was referred to as the dresser drawer murder and is one of the most sensational crimes in Indianapolis history. Her death wasn't the first slaying, however, to occur at the same upscale hotel. Prior to that, a housekeeper at the hotel had found the body of an army sergeant in room 729, and that murder, till this day, remains unsolved. So, a nearly 11 years later after that, the hotel was rocked again by this. Dorothy's nearly nude body was discovered when the maids, the housekeepers, cleaning up the room as they usually did, they noticed a horrible stench and odor coming from the dresser drawers. A lack of air conditioning, it was during the summer, the heat wave swept through the hotel and you could smell the remains just decomposing. Dorothy was a little thing. She was only 5'6" and 125 pounds. Her body had been jammed into the dresser drawer, which is about 48 inches by 24 inches, approximately 10 inches deep.
Dang, that's not that big at all.
Itty bitty. Okay, so Marion County Coroner Roy B. Storm said there was no evidence her death was caused by puncture wounds or there were no bullets. She probably had been smothered to death in the hotel room with a pillow. Moore noted that there were no signs of violence on the body, but bluntly said you don't just obviously stuff yourself into a dresser drawer. Police believe Dorothy had been lured into the hotel with a promise of a job that she was so desperately seeking. Listen to this. There was a psychic warning beforehand. Dorothy's grandmother Lillian told police and reporters that Dorothy had been warned by a psychic that she should not go to Indianapolis to look for a job. That warned that if she went, she would face death upstairs in a building. The prophecy said Mrs. Darcy told her to never go back to Indianapolis and that she would meet a person with light coloring that would grab her and take her pocketbook and then kill her. Indianapolis star artist Gilbert Sweeney made a sketch from the detailed description by the hotel of the suspect murder, and it was a light-complected person, as the psychic predicted. Another reporter was so disturbed by the notion that country girls could so easily be swallowed up by the city when they were coming here to like look for jobs in the city of Indianapolis that she went undercover as a country girl looking for a job. Within minutes after hopping off the bus, was approached by a kindly gentleman offering her protection, advice, drinks, and a hotel room. Okay, so back to the case. Indianapolis police captain at the time, Robert Riley, who was tasked with solving the murder, had the first suspect. His name was Jack O'Shea, the man who had been registered. He had a room at the hotel at the time of the death. O'Shea was described as, as that description, a light-haired man, basically had offered the bellhop and people at the hotel $50 to get him a girl.
That's a lot of money back in the day.
$50. It wasn't until Indianapolis Star reporter Charles G. Griffo discovered a small green signature-covered hotel desk blotter that they got the murderer's true identity. So they say Jack O'Shea was actually a Jekyll and Hyde case. He had another name, Victor Lively. And Lively was actually who he was. He had registered at a Kirkwood hotel, another hotel, at the same time with his real name. So coming up, this guy was married 6 times. He confesses to the murder of Dorothy. He confesses what happened and how he stuffed her into the dresser drawers.
All right, Mackenzie with Murder Monday.
Police searched Gacy's home and found the decomposed remains of 3 bodies in a dirt crawl space under the house.
Tomorrow marks 30 years since Johnny Gosch disappeared on his paper route.
I just killed my mom and my sister.
The city is preoccupied with a killer who in one note signed himself the Son of Sam.
The East Area Rapist, just when you thought the story couldn't get any worse.
Wrists and ankles chained, gagged, probably blindfolded.
We have an individual who apparently has the uncontrollable desire to kill.
It's Murder Monday on Joe and McKenzie. Listener discretion is advised.
McKenzie today covering the dress drawer murderer at the Claypool Hotel.
Yes, the Claypool murder, how Dorothy Poor ended up in the hotel dresser drawer. So sweet Dorothy Poor was just 18 when she came to Indianapolis alone looking for a job. She stood at just 5'6", 125 pounds, and she was a prime target. We learned a fortune teller had warned her grandmother not to let her come to Indianapolis and that it would lead to her death, but she came anyway. And she was murdered by a man named Victor Lively. The 6 times married man, father of one, confessed that, yes, he had been drinking and drinking a lot. He had picked up Dorothy at a hamburger joint, flattered her beauty, got her loose, got her trusting him, then took her back to his hotel where he continued to drink, and he continuously tried to get her more and more intoxicated. Later, they started to argue. She was denying his sexual advances. He ended up strangling Dorothy when she wouldn't give in to him. Lively claimed he killed Dorothy around 2:30 a.m. in the morning, then sat in the room staring at her body until daybreak, until the sun came up, then decided to put her corpse in the drawer. And the coroner disputed Lively's claims, noting the condition of the body indicates that it would have had to have been put in the drawer before then, before rigor mortis set in. Gruesome murders haunted this once majestic Claypool Hotel that had happened, and it was situated, if you live in Indianapolis, corner of Washington Street and Illinois, downtown Indy, which is crazy because we're very close to that right now, our studios. Lively told police that he was acting as a contact man and that it was his job to seduce young women that were new to town. It was all part of a prostitution ring. So he was trying to get her in with this ring and she refused. He said, "I know they'll burn me," when he went to trial. A jury of 11 men and one woman had other ideas. It was a 13-day trial. The jury did convict victim of committing murder while attempting rape. Lively was sentenced to life in the Indiana State Prison. He was paroled, then died a year later. Now, the Claypool Hotel has since been torn down, and if you know Indianapolis, is now right around where Circle Center Mall sits. That's exactly where it was. There you go.
Wow.
Haunted. And actually, during Halloween time, they give tours and stuff, and they tell the story.
Never going shopping again. Mackenzie with the Murder Monday here on Joe and Mackenzie.